Clive Crook, who writes for the Financial Times, the National Journal, and the Atlantic, has been closely following the global financial meltdown, joins us in the studio. Clive, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
So why hasn't anything worked so far?
The markets, I think, are still trying to get their head around, you know, the scale of the problem, the complexity of the problem. And governments aren't speaking with one agreed voice on what the remedies should be. So there's confusion, you know, and panic feeding on itself.
Mm. Secretary Paulson announced that the U.S. government's going to take an ownership stake in American banks. What would the effect be on U.S. taxpayers and the global economy? Is this an element that's been missing?
Yeah, it is an element that's been missing, and I think it's a good idea to press forward with that. In the short term, it's not good news for taxpayers because taxpayers' money will be spent on acquiring these stakes.
Yeah.
But the good news for taxpayers is that in the long run, you know, they'll share in the upside when the recovery begins and the bank stocks recover. They'll have some participation in that. So I think it's actually a better, this component of what Paulson's proposing is actually a better deal for taxpayers than the plan A.
And when you talk about when the recovery begins, have you talked to anybody who was talking about a hard or even a amorphous date for that?
No. I mean, no one is even ready to think about that. I think in the markets, it's simply, you know, sell, sell, sell. Looking ahead a year from now, it would be astonishing if the markets hadn't recovered. And I think they will have, you know, and if I had $100,000 lying around, I think I'd be buying at these prices. But that isn't the mood in the market at the moment. No one knows what the bottom is, and everyone is just struggling to get out. So it could easily get worse before it gets better.
People, you know, of course, the finance ministers are talking about all the common interests that they have, and noting that to be the case. Do they also have some distinctly different concerns that have to play into a package?
I'm not sure they have distinctively different concerns. I think, you know, the details of financial regulation in each country differ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the precise mode of the intervention has to be tailored somewhat. But I think,
I mean, for example, like the French maybe can make more guarantees about what they can do than, say, an American or British government can.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the frustrations in this is that the basic principles are the same everywhere. So I think, you know, the feeling is that they ought to be able to get their act together faster than they have. But they all approach the problem from their own distinctive background of the approach they take to financial regulation. It's not a problem in principle. It's just sorting through the details of the intervention.
Do you well, it's always good to see you. Do you think 2 weeks from now, right before the election, we're going to be in the same situation?
I'd be surprised if things had improved significantly in 2 weeks. And, you know, the economy is in a recession. I mean, aside from the markets, you know, the economy is struggling. I think we've more bad news to process before the good news starts.
Thanks very much, Clive. Clive Crook of the Financial Times, National Journal, and the Atlantic.